Okay? See, if the Braves don't play so good, then people don't go to games. People don't go to games, then shots can't sell them beer. Do you got that? So why don't they just lay off the Braves? How can they lay off a whole baseball team? It's our American heritage. How can they lay off a brewery worker, huh? I'll tell you why. Because it always sips down to the little guy. That's why we're the ones who get the fuzzy end of the lollipop. Need some help there?
No, thanks. I can manage.
What are you so upset about anyway? It's only temporary. We go down to unemployment, fill out a few forms, and collect our $42.50 a week.
I hate to go down to unemployment. It's embarrassing down there. Everybody down there knows that you don't have a job.
Well, they don't have jobs either. That's why everyone is there.
Still in awe, I don't like it. I don't like to sit around for weeks. I'm an active Annie.
Ah, come on, Annie. See? We'll have fun down at unemployment. We'll meet guys.
Unemployed guys.
I happened to meet a doctor there once.
I want you to think about that for a minute, Laverne. Why would a doctor be unemployed?
He was so good, he cured everybody.
I'm finished talking silliness with you.
Soon.
I don't care if we ever come back to this place. There is nothing more despicable to me than this place.
Hello.
Now, you girls look comely today.
What are you so happy about? You were laid off, too.
Yeah, but every cloud has a silver spoon, Laverne. Now me and Squiggy are finally going to get a chance to work on that secret project we've been putting off.
I know I'm going to hate myself for asking this.
Probably.
What secret project?
Only the biggest thing to hit mankind since the invention of the zipper. Lenny and me is working on the world's first combination electric toothbrush and radio. We call it the radio brush. You'll be able to dance away your tooth decay.
People are going to finally start brushing their teeth once a week like they ought to.
This may come as a shock to you, but I brush my teeth after every meal.
That's poor oral hygiene, Cheryl. You're going to wear them right down to the nub.
Thanks for the towel, Laverne.
Oh, gee,
too. We're gonna make a bundle with this inventing stuff, and you girls can't have any.
A radio brush.
Yeah, go ahead and laugh. Just like they laughed at Columbus right before he discovered Ohio.
Boy, oh boy. But you know something? Those boys have got the right idea. We should try making money at what we really love to do.
I think we get arrested for that.
This old brain is going lickety-split. I'm going to think up something.
Well, while you're lickety-splitting there, why don't you cash our last paychecks? We could use some food.
Okay, would you go to the bank with me?
No, I can't. I got to play softball for shots.
The very people who are taking food out of our mouths, and you're going to be their first baseman.
I'll play bad.
Hey, Cheryl, you would have been so proud of me. I struck out in the ninth, and then I gave Mr. Schatz the Italian salute.
Oh, boy, plans. Somebody died, and we're having the wake.
Money.
The most wonderful thing has happened. Carmine.
Carmine died?
Oh. No, Carmine took me to the nursery.
Carmine's having a baby?
No. Carmine has a friend who owns a plant nursery. This is our new business.
You see? We now buy plants wholesale and sell them retail.
Great investment, huh?
You paid for all these?
Of course I paid for them. You have to spend money in order to make money. That's the businessman's first rule.
Oh, well, you didn't use my paycheck, did you? Use my paycheck? How can you do that? How much did you spend?
Just $62 now. Just $62 now. And $62 later.
$62.
That's over $90. Peanuts. Peanuts compared with what we're going to make. Listen, we're going to clean up in the plant business. We'll double our money in a week, I promise you.
I earned him a major breakthrough.
We're about to give dental hygiene a shot in the gums. But we seem to have misplaced our toothbrush. Can we use one of yours? Give it back.
What's with all the tropical flora?
Didn't you used to go out with her?
No, that was Teresa the Fluka.
Boys, are we happy to see you?
You in what army?
Well, I'm going to show you how we're going to clean up in the plant business. Boys, do you know what this is?
It's a plant!
Do you know what?
No.
Girls love plants. Huh?
What do? You wait for them to lie down and kind of rub it all over their bodies?
Don't ever say those things to me. No, you see, girls love to hold plants. Huh? They love to look at them. They love to feel them.
Oh, great. Then I'll take one. I won't have to get a drunk.
No.
Hello. Hello.
Put that down. How about you, Len? You like girls, don't you?
Sure. Hey, if I get a bigger plant than him, will I get bigger women?
Amazon.
Okay, you gotta say it.
There you go.
Hey, Squig! What's Amazon?
Nothing but trouble. Can't fit him on a bus.
Yeah.
Can't
do anything.
Be more aggressive. You should sell the plants door to door. Look, I got you a little, here, hold this. I got you a little book here on sales techniques. Now, I want you to read it.
Door to door? Thanks, Mrs. Babish. That's a great idea.
Yes, I'll read this book from cover to cover.
Oh, you're gonna love it. It's called Taking the Boar Out of Door to Door. Door to door! Worthless.
She usually comes up with good ideas.
Yeah, well, that one's a doozy. Come in, Carmine.
Hey, how you doing, girls? Hey, look, Shell, my good friend Rudy's waiting for me out in the truck. He wants to know if you pay him the other $62 now for the plants.
Now, Carmine, he said he didn't want that money until Thursday, and today is only Tuesday.
Oh, what's the difference? We don't got it now. We're not going to have it Thursday. We're out of business. Let Rudy take his plants back and give us our money back.
You want to tell Rudy that?
Sure. I don't think Rudy's going to want to give us our money back. You see,
What? I can handle it. Where is he?
He's on the truck. The fat guy on the truck.
Hey, Rudy! Get in here!
Laverne, I don't think that this is going to work at all. You don't know this.
Oh, the day I can handle a florist. The florist, I can handle a florist.
All right, she can handle it. Go ahead. Go ahead, handle it.
Changed our mind. See, we'd like to give you back the plants, and then you could give us back our money, okay? Is that a no?
Tuesday! Tuesday! Tuesday!
I think you got him a little upset. Let's go get
Was not a bad idea.
Hi, Miss. You want to buy a plant?
No!
We're on chapter 9 already, and we haven't even sold one plant.
I am going straight to advanced selling techniques.
Go ahead. How about a plant for the wife, buddy?
I'm not your buddy. Hi, I'm Harold.
Ooh, it's nice to meet you.
She makes friends fast.
Well, I'm not looking. Okay, here we go. Selling as a team.
We're a team, partner.
Partner, right. Okay, one of the most effective ways is the good guy, bad guy approach.
Oh, you mean like Sergeant Friday and that fat guy?
Exactly. All right, you play the good guy, I'll play the bad guy.
Get out of here.
Wipe that smirk off your face and knock on that door.
Good. That was bad.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello, we're selling plants.
Forget about this twerp. This twerp doesn't look smart enough to water.
Come on. He looks nice to me. Let's give him a chance, huh?
A chance for what?
A chance to buy one of these little beauties.
Oh, well, I love plants. I guess I could take a red one.
No, you don't, ding-dong. It's two plants or it's nothing.
Excuse me. When you talking about ding-dong, he was going to buy a plant.
Well, I was doing just fine there until you interrupted me. Look, this guy's a real customer. If we play our cards right, we can sell him the whole kit and caboodle.
Think so?
I know so.
Okay. I'd be glad to sell you that one plant there, but my partner says that you got to buy two or it's nothing.
But I really only wanted one plant. But I guess I could take the puce one, too.
Oh, no, you don't. It's three plants, or the whole deal's off, Baldy.
Baldy?
Baldy? Nobody calls Wallet Pete Punky Baldy! You take these things before I shove them up your nose!
Here, shall we get on to the next chapter?
Not until I shove this up your nose. We could have sold through on.
Don't shove a living thing up a person's nose.
Did you forget that we owe $62 to a guy who goes like this with a flower pot?
Yeah.
Who bucks?
Give me little Eddie. Give me baby Eddie.
She likes to name him.
Hey, did your mother ever warn you about this?
Here's another approach.
What?
One member of the team pretends to be from a foreign country and cannot speak English. The customer is bound to feel sorry for the foreigner and will buy something.
Okay, good. I'll be the foreigner. Herbie Shule once said I looked French.
Herbie Shule said you kissed French.
He said that? When did he say that?
You want to reminisce, now you want to sell plants.
Oh, I don't know when he said that. That's just so...
Yes. Hello. My name is Shirley Feeney, and this is my foreign friend who I'm helping. She's from Yugoslavia.
Oh, Yugoslavia. My sister-in-law's from Yugoslavia. Mitsa, come here. Oh, she just loved talking to you.
Isn't that funny? I said Yugoslavia, didn't I? But I meant to say Czechoslovakia.
Oh, that's close enough. That's close enough.
No, Mitsa! Just won a free plant.
Oh,
yes, it's true. For doing nothing.
Maybe next time, Mitsa. Why didn't you go with French?
Who's gonna believe you're French? You don't speak French.
I speak Yugoslavian.
And your mother's a woman with a mustache.
My mama?
My mama?
Who sells the plants?
Oh, no,
right here.
No, you don't. Not another one, you ruthless killer of greenery.
Okay, this one's almost dead.
All right. But this is the last one.
Thank you.
Make it work for you.
This is a fun building, huh?
I'm going to talk to that couple.
Oh, what? And kill a business? Come on, back to the book.
Well, we're on the last chapter. If you're still having trouble, there is one last resort.
You gotta get naked.
The way your mind works. To make a sale, you have to be obnoxious. Don't take no for an answer. No matter how hard the customer objects, keep on selling. They will buy something just to get rid of you. Good luck.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
All right, I'll stand right behind you.
I ain't taking no for an
answer.
Good
girl.
Yes. Hi, want to buy a plant?
No.
Come here.
I don't think so.
Come on, they'll give you hours of enjoyment.
I don't think she needs hours of enjoyment.
Hold it. I'll handle this.
Oh, hi there, hot lips. Want to buy a plant?
No.
Well, then, I'm going to stand here until you do.
Huh?
How about your wife? Your wife.
I tell you what. How about I give you $20 and I take all the plants,
oh,
okay?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Thanks, girls.
Have fun.
Girls, come.
Bye.
For an answer.
Yeah. Well, we did take no from that one guy who sticked his dogs on us.
They were just little tiny poodles.
Poodles are mean, Cheryl. How would you like to go through life with a little tuft of hair here, one there, and then firm up around your ankles?
Who cares? We're rich!
We're rich! I got 90 big ones here. What's the grand total? What do you got?
Could you just count it? I don't like it when their little heads are all going in different directions.
$230.
Oh. Do you know how many bottles we'd have to cap to make this much money?
Oh. And you wanted to go on unemployment.
That's
okay. Well, we did do pretty good.
Yes,
but don't forget, we laid out $62 of our own money to go into business. Put it down. Okay. We'll put it back in the bank.
Wait, okay, and there's $16 for fertilizer.
Put that in there.
Okay, well, that still leaves us $152.
Oh.
Hey, Rudy.
Rudy, you want to put those mailboxes back?
Before he loses his calm. Pay him back. And now we got 90 bucks left.
45 bucks each. Ain't bad for first week.
Yeah, but we could have had fun all week and gone to unemployment and made $42.50 apiece.
Well, the rest is gravy.
$5 ain't exactly gravy, Cheryl.
Let's start.
Well, I got your mail. It's all bills. Look, I'm sorry I didn't get to them in time. Yeah, a couple bucks, you fix it over, be good as new. Look at that, he chewed the lock off.
Doesn't your friend Rudy know that this is government property?
Eh, Rudy ain't too crazy about the government. They deported his sister.
What a week. What a patootie of a week. There we were, making fools out of ourselves, begging from door to door. Want to buy a plant? Then there I was, spending 4 hours with a Yugoslavian lady stuffing cabbage. I still got meat under my knee. And then those angry little poodles nipping at my ankles. Nip, nip, nip. And then to top it off, a crazy man chews up our mailbox. For what? Zilch.
All in all, I think it was a pretty good week.
Where have you been? I mean, doesn't anything get through to you? Every time there's a disaster, you're up there hanging on to that rainbow.
What happened to my balloon never landing?
I got tired of saying that. I said it 1,000 times and it never sunk in. Now, just this once, please, just this once, will you just face the facts?
Well. You know what you are?
What?
You're a quitter.
A quitter?
That's right, a quitter. At least I learned a lesson from this week. At least I know that I am not at the mercy of that brewery. And I know that I can stand on these 2 feet when the going gets rough, and I can make it.
Bills. Yeah.
Why would Shot send us a bill?
Oh, throw it away. It's probably for that smock I lost. We need Shots anyway. We got our little plants.
We got our jobs back!
What?
We start Monday!
Selling those plants. Oh, I said let's go celebrate. Right now, there's a lot of people.
Okay. You know something, Laverne?
What?
If we went right now and took that money and bought ourselves a bunch of tiny little evergreens, then by Christmas time...
I'd have a new roommate.
Thank you, Carmine. How much do we owe you?
Oh, nothing. It's on the house.
Oh, that's so sweet. Hey, how about a home-cooked meal, huh?
Why, hey, great. All right. As long as Shirley cooks it.
Big deal. I'm good at other things.
That reminds me, Rudy wants to know if you go out with him.
Don't be silly. That man ate our mailbox.
Yeah, he's an animal. What kind of car does he drive?
Well, it's got two wheels.
Eureka! We have done it! Observe. The radio and a toothbrush combination. A toothbrush and a radio attached upon each other so that this man, with one easy flick of this knob, can brush his teeth to a top 10 tune.
I don't hear any music.
No, that's because there's something wrong. It's light adjustments and no problem. Don't panic. Here we go. Here we are. He's brushing his nose.